On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot, and you listen to Redskin Talk.
Mr. Case Keenum, can we borrow you for a moment?
Hey, what up, everybody?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody?
This is Landon Collins with Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We're back in the tent. The big man's here. He's got no shoes on. Hello, Mitch.
I'm good. How are you?
I said hello.
Hello?
That was the best part of calling Taylor. Was hello. Yeah. Like, Taylor, you know who's calling. It's a cell phone. Like, it's my phone calling your phone. Just say, what's up, man?
So
hello.
Hello.
Pete's here. How are you, Pete?
I'm not taking my shoes off. Thank you for the reminder.
Free feet in 2020.
Mitch is going no socks, though, which I'm not ready to
no socks
yet.
Is the move. Troy Macker's here. Troy, how do you do?
I'm doing good. I haven't been here long enough to take my shoes off.
You can take your shoes off, dude. It's a move.
I like when JP goes, how do you do?
How do you do, Pete?
I do well. I've done better, but
you,
I do well.
You said you wanted to die at like 10 a.m.
Yeah. You were like, what would you kill for right now? I was like, I would kill for being killed.
You asked the police officer if he could put you in a holding cell.
I feel like a holding cell would have been better than the burning sideline.
No, the police officer asked if we should put Pete in the back seat of his car, and Pete said, please, so I can go to sleep.
All right. It's
Saturday morning.
Yeah. We had a big Friday night. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I want to thank my guy, Jeremy. He took tremendous care of us. We had an excellent meal at Maple and Pine in Richmond. You guys should check that out. Then we hit the rooftop of the Cork Hotel.
If you like butter, go to Maple and Pine. Yeah. It's the world's best butter.
We've been coming down to training camp here for 6-7 years or whatever. One of the rest has been down here. The rooftop of the Cork was the best, coolest spot we've been to.
And low key, because we've done other rooftop bars that are like intense. This was chill. It perfect. Felt like California.
It was a perfect
spot.
And you invented the what up everybody drank.
No, I invented a new
grapefruit
cocktail.
Vodka or tequila?
Grapefruit soda.
There you go.
What up everybody? No
one has ever made that drink before?
I don't know, dude. Last night.
Get it on the menu at the Quirk.
All right, let's get down to business.
Football.
Thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them and encourage you to do the same. Colt McCoy did not practice today. If you're an astute listener, I told you yesterday that there was going to be a veteran that doesn't practice today, and don't be alarmed. That veteran would be Colt McCoy. No big deal. This is a scheduled day off. He's still coming back from the leg injury, which is remarkable because it was damn near 10 months ago. But that's where we are.
For the record, when you said it yesterday, I thought it was going to be Josh Doctson. And I was going to say, no matter how much you tell people not to worry about a scheduled day off for Josh Doctson, it still would have caused concern.
Think about that, though. Like, last year, we did, like, 3 days of Doctson not getting reps, so he got hurt. I don't think it'd be a big story this year, just because I think it's Josh Doctson's now. We kind of figure out who he is. And I was just thinking, if he got hurt.
The team has made it very clear who he is.
Yeah.
When you don't pick up the option year, you've made your intentions
clear. We were
clear.
Leading stories with Josh Doctson's hurt. Now, if it happened, yes, it'd be a big story.
Have we written the Doctson story yet? Troy, no. you watch
we,
all
we
that stuff.
We have not.
Yeah.
Which is kind of surprising. The last one was probably 2 months ago. He doesn't talk a lot, so. Has Doctson appeared in your notes on camp?
No, he hasn't. It's just...
What receiver hat? Dude, the offense is so sluggish and bad.
I haven't made really any receiver notes just because they don't have enough good reps. Like, you're like, that's a real NFL
I've been very clear that I think Trey Quinn will be the leading receiver for this team. I don't know that I've seen him make a catch. I don't know that... Now, and I'm not including one-on-ones, right? Because one-on-ones, you have to make the catch. But like in 7-on-7, they're making plays. But in 11-on-11s, the offense looks...
Honestly, it's been Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis.
Yeah, the tight ends look good. That's true.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of dump-offs for the running backs.
A lot of dump-offs. If you like dump-offs, come down to Richmond. You can see a lot.
If you think what happened? 4 days in? How long have we been?
It feels like practice. On the podcast.
Feels like a month already.
Fourth day of camp, third day of practice.
Has the defense looked good or has the offense looked bad?
The offense has looked bad. I don't think you can even say the defense has looked good yet because the offense has been so bad that you can't even get a you can't judge what's happening on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and then the offense a lot of times before the ball is even snapped, just getting to the line, guys are being a little disorganized.
Quentin Dunbar had three interceptions. Back to back throws from Case Keenum went to Quentin Dunbar.
The third interception from Dwayne, that was one of the rougher sequences I've seen in any practice down here.
The pick Haskins had, I mean, he was in the pocket, for lack of a better word, for 8 seconds. That he would have been sacked a million times over, and then he threw the lamest of ducks.
Yeah, to no one except.
But the one thing Josh Norman was at the podium after practice today, and he was asked about.
We're really spitting good news today.
He was asked about what gives you optimism about the young quarterback, and he said he brought up that throw specifically.
Well, not making the same mistake twice, kind of. Picking your points or your targets that you want to go after, trying to actually thread the ball in there when not. I think it was a play where he ate the ball. Before he did that, he ended up throwing it into double coverage. So it shows a sign of maturity at a fast point, but he's still growing. It's our third day, so he's still got a lot more to go.
Sacks up, but interception.
This is the place to go out there and throw into triple coverage and learn that you can't
somehow
do that.
Somehow, Mitch remains bullish.
He always finds the optimism.
No, the glass is half full.
Indeed. Troy, this is your first day down here. What did you notice? What stood out to you?
Honestly, not much. It's just so early that it's hard to make any astute judgment.
Hey, Jake,
this is how so-and-so is going to play. I think just being able to watch Haskins at least comfort level behind center was good, even though the weirdest thing for me is quarterbacks throw all different types of passes, but his are so pronounced that you can see when he's going to throw a dump or where it's a completely different release. And so I think, you know, again, criticizing that is tough because it's just so early, and he's going to be different tomorrow as he is next week.
AJ said, because Mitch is taking his camera, and I don't think we put him on the podcast yet. So AJ, what have you noticed?
I noticed that Dwayne Haskins is a little erratic so far with his throws, especially anything kind of breaking to the outside. It doesn't seem like either timing is there with the receiver.
Late, yeah.
And it's some of the misses are bad misses. You don't want to get too alarmed, but not great so far.
He talked to the podium yesterday about how every time he looks in the huddle and sees McLaurin, he's telling Jay that he wants a call me a play for him because he knows where he's going to be. It's a comfort level that he has with that guy because they played together last year, and he knows where he's going to be and he knows how he's going to run those routes. We talked about it yesterday with Paul Troff about how exacting Jay's offense can be in terms of getting the ball out at the right time, and it's going to take some time for him to get there.
Theismann had a quote in a story with Kim Martin that the kid's not ready, and I think everyone sees that now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of a debate, including Dwayne, and that's one of the things I have been impressed with him is that he's mature enough to understand that he's not ready. I doubt he would say that, but I think, you know, you have an honest conversation with the dude.
Does he have to be?
No. But here's the problem. Keenum didn't look very good today either. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You're saying who's the leaderboard, and I don't even know if
like, I have to write the QB thing.
I don't know. Yeah.
Josh Woodrum played a lot. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
He looked good.
That's the title of his pod. Josh Woodrum played a lot.
What actually happened today, it was first day in pads, so the guys were actually hitting. They ran the ball constantly.
Yeah.
I bet in the 11-on-11s, I bet they ran the ball 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Does that seem overstated?
No. And
at least three quarters of the time.
And you're going to dump on me because I'm talking about my blogging, but the headline of my day three notes is going to be provides a glimpse at what the Redskins offense will look like. A lot of running, a lot of handing it off.
Interceptions.
No matter what quarterback is behind there, they're going to be leaning on running backs. It's not fun necessarily for fans to watch, and it's hard to gauge whether those run plays were successful because of the lack of tackling, but they were giving the ball to Peterson and Geis very often.
This is going to feed the Club J folk, but being the first day that they were out here in practice, in pads, I mean, there was no very, very little hitting.
I didn't notice it at all, really.
They didn't.
Didn't look much different than yesterday. You heard a couple crunches.
It wasn't much
within the offensive defensive line.
You fed a hungry dog, and he's now going to just be next to you.
Clearly. I also think,
like, I want some Oklahoma drills. I want Bull in the Ring. I want all those fun.
I think
they
outlawed Oklahoma drills.
I think
the NFL did.
I don't think Bull in the Ring's allowed either.
It's not.
But that was real fun when we were in high school.
Yeah, but we were smaller and not paid like this.
I was very happy in those drills.
You know, you've done a bad job of this. You want to tease Brandon Sheriff at the end of this pod?
I think we're gonna run. Yeah, so Kerrigan, Sheriff, and then whatever one-on-one comes tomorrow, we're gonna put all those together on Monday for the off day.
You're rapping some good ones. The Brandon Sheriff pod was fun interview.
Was it fun? I hoped it was fun.
No,
it's like you got to get.
You came out and you said that felt a little all over the place, but like with him, I think it's good because he's a little shorter and it just kind of went all over the place naturally.
You can't do this, but the conversation we had before the camera was on was way more fun.
Yeah, he was up for a lot of shtick.
Right.
The mic check for him, like you go 10-9-8-7-6, he goes check. Was that good? Love that guy.
He's a
so much
dude.
Dry. He has so much dry humor.
The driest.
And Hefe did a good job over there. He
these two making up.
He got
making
another,
up on the podcast.
Yeah, there's no making up. AJ was wrong.
Oh,
But
there's no conversation to be had. AJ,
I don't
AJ,
like it when mom and dad yell.
Brandon Sheriff was with his little boy over there, and AJ shot a cute little video of him running around, throwing his kid up in the air and stuff. It was nice.
His son is like 1 year old, and this kid took off running, like sprinting. He's 2 years old. Okay, well, the little kid has nimble feet just like his papa.
I feel like you're talking very weird.
He gets quiet.
Are
we in a library?
I'm kind of hurt from last night, man. I'm recovering. This is like
we all are.
35%
sure.
Right now.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Mitchell, tell us about Corey Robinson, the new tackle in the Redskins.
He's a guy. He's here.
So I was talking with somebody in the Redskins front office. I was like, what can you tell me about Corey Robinson? He's big. That was the description.
Yep.
Pete, how many kilograms?
142 kilograms, I believe.
Give us his measurements in American metrics.
Okay, in American metrics, yes. He is, according to NFL.com, 6'7", 315, 27 years old.
I said he looked very Ty Insecki-like among the O-linemen.
28 games under his belt, 9 starts through 5 seasons.
Where?
Detroit, Carolina, and Jacksonville.
Started his career 2015,
drafted
17 on the Lions.
7th round pick.
Then was Panthers 18 and Jags 18.
He played his starts were
before Mitch gives you his breakdown. This is a depth move. This is not the dude that should be the starter. And I reported this earlier. Donald Penn's still in red. Depending when you hear this, I don't know when you're going to consume this podcast. But as of what time is it? 1:30 on Saturday. Donald Penn is still in Richmond. The team is still hopeful they can get a deal done there. Like most things in life, I imagine money is a sticking point.
He is 2.01 meters tall. It's good to be over that 2 meter mark. Mitch, back to the scouting report on the field.
If your linemen aren't over 2 meters, Mitch,
you're
never
trouble.
Getting out of Hamburg.
You're in trouble.
From
South Carolina, 7th round pick of the Lions. He came to South Carolina, I believe, as a defensive line or as an offensive lineman. Got moved to the defensive line, and then started the lion's share of his junior and senior year at left tackle.
Lion's share, nice.
Then he got drafted by the Lions. He was a backup kind of swing tackle. He had some foot injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was traded to the to the Panthers,
draft pick.
And then cut when he got hurt, and then went to Jacksonville, and was in I think camp in Jacksonville last year. I don't think he was on the team.
Let's also say this. your free agent shopping in late July.
Right,
this
like
is what's available.
This and if he's healthy, he might be able to be a backup swing tackle if he's healthy. And who knows really what we're going to see from him? I mean, it'll take a couple days before he's working into the drills full time.
I know Jaron Christian did a little walkthrough yesterday, but Jay said they were still going to hold him out Saturday.
And I think Sunday we're on Jaron Christian.
Yeah,
we are a Jaron podcast.
I'm sorry,
we're going with Jaron. I was told that's the name. That's what we're going.
He's
going
to try and get Jaron some back on the field on Sunday.
I was talking with one of the coaches off to the side a little bit today about him. The one thing that we all knew last year that we talked about was that he had to get stronger. And having to recover from the ACL injury hurt that progress that they were hoping to make in the first year in terms of getting him up to speed. So they said he's, you know, bulked up a little bit up top, but obviously those legs working on the having to work back from the ACL, they didn't get as much done with him as they had hoped.
I want to stick on the OL. We've been so focused on left tackle, but I think it's, you know, time to talk Wes Martin. Just, we've been kind of assuming, hey, he's a fourth round guard, it's going to work, he's going to solve left guard, but I think
he's been getting pushed around,
we've been seeing him getting pushed around a bit, and I just, you know, I think it's time to remind people.
I have a feeling Mitch is going to defend his guy here. He's been getting pushed around.
He's a fourth round guard, and it's, you know, dangerous. I don't know if dangerous is the word to assume, but it just seems like we've been saying Wes Martin's left guard, it's solved, it's okay. It's worth reminding people that, hey, he's going to be a fourth round rookie.
And
there might be
Pierce Baker has looked pretty good.
I think out of those two, he's been more the impressive.
What I would say is that Wes Martin is going against the likes of Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne, and Ross Piersbaker is going against the likes of your boy B and Ryan B from Michigan or whatever, and whatever other Jags that they have that are filling out depth on the D-line right now.
That's not fair to guys that are 1% athletes in the world.
They are. Absolutely, they're 1% athletes.
So that's why I don't like the term Jag. Okay. I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, I'm in that camp.
Yeah, Troy.
Jag NFLer.
Well, I will just say this. Wes Martin will be going up against the likes of Fletcher Cox in 5 or 6 years.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying to say that Pierce Baker is looking better or good.
You know what would be nice, and it's a luxury they have very obviously don't have, is if we could see this damn Eric Flowers guard experiment.
Yeah.
You know what would be great?
Maybe it works. Who knows?
Right.
Chase, I asked Sheriff about converting to guard. He's like, it's really hard. You know what I mean? Like,
well, hopefully Corey Robinson's presence at least allows Flowers to kick in a little bit. And we said today, Flowers...
That's not, he's tackled now.
I'm saying Corey Robinson being here can hopefully let Flowers start getting some of those reps.
You think Flowers is a tackle now?
I think, yeah. I don't think they're going to move him inside the guard.
I think if when they sign Donald Penn, he's back to guard.
Right. If they bring in somebody who is a potential starter at that position, then they would move him back inside. But the signing, I don't think the signing... So I don't think that Corey Robinson signing is moving
Aaron
back inside.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a starter. I'm just saying they don't have too many reps to divvy up, but that's fine. If you're the OL...
All right, enough. I want to thank the good folks.
Enough. I've had it.
You guys are just going to keep going in a circle, like your email last night. It's just going to go on.
It's a great
it's
email.
It's going to go on for
a
hours.
Great email.
Mitch decided 3 a.m. All right. I got a big no there.
All I'll say is this is exactly what I expected when I came to training camp, is to talk about O-line depth for 15 minutes. Like, I'm hyped.
People like.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we give the people what they want. You want in-depth O-line discussion.
And it's day 4/3 of practice, and if there's ever a time to talk about O-line depth, it's probably this morning.
Well, what kind of world are we in where there's a rookie quarterback, there's a quarterback battle, and the bigger story of training camp is the O-line?
I think today you call that a quarterback pillow fight.
That's not fair, JP. They're 1%ers.
I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Go check out my new Garv over at Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. I want a new 4Runner Garv. I want it a lot less than what you're selling them for. Just so we're clear.
Well, we were in an Uber two nights ago. It was a
Ford Taurus.
The Ford Taurus was spectacular.
They don't, but this dude had one.
It was spectacular.
Call. I'm sorry.
It was so comfortable.
It was a
2019.
Nice. Oh, wow. It was a 2011.
No way.
Yeah. That's what the dude told us.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought
that thing was so nice.
Like,
that's what he said.
He said they only make them for cops now. Cotton cars.
Wait, you're telling me that car was 8 years old?
Yes.
Wow.
I thought JP was sitting in a throne. Like, you could not shut up about that chair.
I can't tell you how comfortable that chair was.
I could take a nap in this chair.
Wasn't it comfortable? I loved it.
The back seat was spacious.
It was great.
The front seat was heaven on earth.
It was sitting on a pillow.
A lot of pillow talk today.
A lot of pillow, yeah, sure. want to thank my boy Chip Briere.
Yes.
Gave us a ride home.
Chip, sir.
Pete spilled potato chips all over his car, and I'm legitimately sorry. We have to take
Chips
Pete
in
anywhere.
Chip's car. Hold on. Pete spilled it, or the Pringles were dumped on his head? Which one of those happened?
Potato. All right.
Hey. Chip, potato, chip.
Talk about chips.
There's a lot of chips in the car and in the Westin parking lot.
It's time for one thing. Pete, you got 4 blogs to write, pal. You can start. We'll get you out quick.
Okay, one.
Hold
thing.
Up, real quick. Pete claims it's Saturday at almost 2:00. Pete claims he's going to write 4 blogs today. I'm setting the over/under at 2.5.
You said I had 1.5. I
thought. My move.
2.5. I'm not.
No, you said because you said 3, and then you got bullish and said you were going to write 4.
2.5. Is anyone taking the over?
2.5, I can do over.
I'm tempted to. Pete's going
to
write a half blog. I'm tempted to go over.
Hold on, are we talking about Pete's 300-word blogs? Because those don't count.
Stories or blogs? Stories or blogs? Blogs, 2.5. I'll take the over.
Wow, Troy's bullish.
It's going to happen.
Mitch?
I mean, if we're counting like his 300 words that he throws down sometimes, then no.
Mitch, that's a story. Welcome to the internet, buddy.
if for the good friends in Vegas listening, take the over. One thing, Peter, you're up.
We've had a couple people tweeted us asking for Montez Sweat kind of updates, how he's looking.
Not a big media guy, Montez.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of give those updates when the guys don't talk, just because it's fun to kind of hear what they're saying, what they're thinking about, how his transition is going to the NFL. I would say I haven't exactly noticed Montez Sweat during team drills. I mean, guys are getting to the quarterback, but I wouldn't say I've seen him do it on his own yet. But in one-on-ones, he is both powerful and quick. He kind of seems like he has a good array of pass rushing moves. So in team drills, though, it hasn't really materialized yet. So we're talking about Dwayne Haskins, the first rounder, having, you know, an adjustment period. I think the adjustment period is happening for Montez as well. But I still think his impact is going to be felt, and I think he's the biggest X factor on this defense. Geis is the guy on offense who could really change things. I think Montez can change it on defense. But stay patient with him as well.
All right, Troy, I don't know if you listen or what. Every day we each say one thing that stood out to us. It's your turn.
One thing that stood out to me was, because it's early and you know, working in the news in the season, you know, we get bogged down. But is how positive everyone was, the fans. You know, we've seen all the predictions about what could happen this year. We have no idea whether or not we'll have our best linemen or who will be under center. But everyone seems to be all on the same page and working hard, and it just... As much as this can be kind of a circus sometimes, it seemed like everyone was working towards the same goal.
It's a great point, because everybody, the term like dysfunction and chaos are always kind of associated with Ashburn and the Redskins. And I always try to clarify that, like, the football operation does not run like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's stable. They love Jay. They're working hard for him. Like, it's training camp. There's going to be some general malaise in practice. It kind of happens. But, like, the football team operates just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
On Monday, we'll have the first of the Mic'd Up series coming out for you guys. It's going to be Randy Jordan.
Yeah.
So lit.
To listen to Randy Jordan talk about the running back group that he has in there,
they're
is
loaded, dude.
Unbelievable. He's like a kid in a candy shop. He's so excited about what these guys can do. It's cool to hear.
Is that your one thing?
Is that your one thing?
No, I don't know. Just popped it in there. Okay. Seems like a decent place to drop
Paris,
it in.
Don't we have that silly Sean Springs Haskins video on Monday?
Yes, we did. 2 parts.
Yeah, that'll be cool too.
So Monday, a lot of crap is dropped.
Right, like, there might not be practice, but we got fire content coming your way.
We got a lot coming.
We're going to need those 4 blogs because we're full on Monday.
Yeah, blogging on Saturday and Sunday, which is a great day to blog.
Nobody gets things done in a timely manner and a more efficient way than my guy Pete Haley.
Efficient.
He's the opposite of AJ.
Doesn't work hard and
well,
is, but it's efficient.
That's right. AJ works super hard, just incredibly inefficient.
Inefficiently.
Pete doesn't work hard, but he's efficient when he tries.
I will say, we make fun of me for various things. When I get made fun of for my work ethic, it actually hurts my feelings. I feel like I work hard. But that's neither here nor there.
Remember when you just sat in the tent during the sheriff interview and Jerry's like, yo, Pete, what the hell?
Well, I didn't know anyone was talking. I wanted to listen to Sheriff to mine it for bloggable content, which is going to be one of my few blogs. But since we're not running that until Monday, that knocks one of my blogs off, and I'm all of a sudden getting nervous about the 2.5.
Oh, boy.
Banking on it. And it was going to be a short one, too. It was going to be Sheriff talking about being a quarterback in high school, 250-word special, and that was going to be bang.
So blog. Put it out. You don't have to wait.
Okay, I'll get the audio.
It's the internet, bro. Don't wait on anything.
Hey, okay, we're back on. 2.5 is looking
Pete, welcome
good.
To the internet, bro.
Uh-huh. Yo, thanks, Pete's down gunning for 2.5. Literally 20 minutes ago, it was 4.
Right. Not even, it was like 4 minutes ago.
Brian Holmler's ready to write a little bit.
He's
keeping
himself
flying on.
You think
what's
serve?
His Twitter? Everybody go follow Ryan Holmler.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
I think it's just Ryan Holmler.
Yo, did we get over 3,000 on Instagram? I think
oh,
we
I'll
did.
Check right yesterday was 29.98.
All right, while he's looking it up.
I want to hear JP's one thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Quentin Dunbar, man. We mentioned it earlier. He's looked really good this camp. When he's on press coverage, these receivers are not beating him. They're not getting off the line. They're not getting open. He had the back-to-back picks today of Keenum. We saw Quentin looked really good early last year.
Then right that, in the best corner.
The wacky nerve injury. Norman has looked great in camp. I do think we said this earlier. Is the offense bad or is the defense good? I think this defense is good. I think this defense could be pretty good.
Pretty good.
I agree.
But you've been bullish all along, and I'll credit you. I'm not willing to go top five like you are, but I think they were bad 2 years ago.
Where,
they were middle of the pack last year. I think they could be a top 10 unit.
I don't know how to frame the wording of this. I wouldn't say nervous scale, but where are we on like the
25 alarm scale?
Scale on the starting linebackers being SVH and John Boston.
Yo, wherever I was.
You feel better now.
So if I was like, I'm like a, hey.
Hey.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Those two are quick, man. They can play. I still think Sean Dion Hamilton is small for an NFL linebacker. I almost dropped an F-bomb.
You really did.
That's how I talk.
Yeah.
But he's just
slow.
I worry about him over the course of a 16-game grind.
Yeah.
He's been injured before, but this is a kid that was recruited to Alabama. He's clearly talking about the 1% of athlete. Like, you don't. Schlubs don't go play football at Bama. So, if he can make it, Bostic's a veteran, dude. Like, somebody said that he hadn't played much. That was incorrect.
Yeah.
Like,
he started 28 games last 2 years.
Right. Like, Bostic can play. He's going to rack up tackles. SDH is smart as hell.
Yeah.
And that will help them a lot.
And he said he had that gruesome knee injury in college. Then last year, they were kind of working back slowly. We always talk about, oh, this is a great offseason for Reed. He's finally healthy and has a full time. SCH said that for him, this is his first full offseason, and it's
I'll say
helped him get to a good spot.
Defensively, obviously, up front is the strength. I think they're going to be good on the edges. Kerrigan's perpetually slept on. I think Montez, you going to make it, Mitch? You're right over
there? Yeah, good.
I think Montez Sweat is going to be just fine. He's going to get him 10 sacks as a rookie. I think Ryan Anderson looks like he's trimmed down a little bit. You know, people ask me on Twitter, they're not moving Ryan Anderson to inside linebacker. That's not happening.
Fullback.
I'm just glad you know that he played fullback last season.
I was hoping that they made that more of a full-time thing. I'm all for bringing back the fullback.
Yeah.
Full-time.
Cole Holcomb has looked pretty good.
I wouldn't agree with that, but okay.
Okay. He's fast, and he's always around the football.
Here's where I'm going. Up front is the strength. I like him on the outside. I like him on the edges.
Yeah.
I like the corners. I think Moreau has looked good. Like, there's some depth there because I like Jimmy Moreland.
Josh Norman says Moreau is going to sneak up on people.
Right.
Fabian looking sweet.
We haven't talked, but he said that last year too. We haven't talked about DRC. I don't really know what he's going to give them. I think he's going to give them some reps in safety. Landon, Montez looked really good.
Josh got excited about Jimmy effing Moreland.
2.5, little Moreland. That kid going to be special.
Yeah. Montez seems totally dialed in, which is where they need him to be.
Yeah.
So Donnie
looks good.
Yeah, where are we going?
I mean,
the line. Mitch keeps interrupting.
This is like Mitch's email.
He's just going around in circles.
What's the point here?
So, the linebackers, I think, are probably the weakest position group on the defense, the inside linebackers. But that's because I think the other groups are really strong. I don't know that I no longer think it's reason for worry.
I was weirdly thinking about it on the Weston elevator.
Assuming
yesterday.
They stay healthy.
I was thinking about it on the elevator. yes, maybe. I'm warming up to them a little bit like you. I'm still nervous of how they're going to cover guys. I think they're just not athletic enough necessarily. But I think they can also, they can be not hidden, but if this is an okay defense to be, you know, average at linebacker because that front might be so good. Beamish talked about those Ravens teams, like when Ray Lewis, he's obviously Ray Lewis, but he operated so much better when that front was really strong. So maybe that can be this model,
I
too.
I don't think we should compare these guys to Ray Lewis.
I know, but...
Man, that is, talk about bullish.
Yeah.
Just the fact that...
Super Bowl MVP or champion, minimum and Hall of Famer.
I agree. That I would
and
much
barbecue
rather
joint
have
owner in Baltimore.
Of any of the units to be exposed, yeah. Middle linebacker is the one that's like, safest.
Middle linebacker has become the NFL defensive running back. It's a devalued position. Not many of them get paid big money.
Right.
Although Bobby Wagner just got a big deal. But, like, the Skins are clearly going cheap there to spend, well, to maybe spend elsewhere. So
we'd rather be
it's
loaded
also,
up front than loaded in the middle line.
Sure. Exactly. I think that was one thing. I think we did, like, 100 things. But that was my one thing. You're up next.
Should work. Well,
Randy
hell.
Jordan mic'd up.
Yeah, Randy Jordan mic'd up was my one thing.
Podcast party, promote it.
Podcast party, August 3rd at Vail. That's my one thing. We're going to drink a lot of beer. I believe that...
we're not going to have one beer, that's for sure.
I believe,
put it out there.
I believe that
come for general revelry. It's not just beer.
Right, it's going to be fun.
I'm sure we'll have cozies to give out.
And keychains.
Hey, man, don't write checks you can't cash. You got keychains?
Yeah, we're bringing keychains.
I don't know that we have keychains, Mitch. If there's lawyers listening, they're going to sue us over keychains.
We know that lawyers are not allowed on this podcast unless you're listening. Nah, I don't know. Something.
How about the douchey picture AJ posted on Instagram?
Yo, what a loser he is.
Go to AJ Radio on Instagram, and if you've liked it, please unlike it. Just comment.
You like my comment?
Yeah.
He's wearing like 8 different pieces of NBC
clothing.
Even
his camera has an NBC sticker on it.
Yeah, I'm wearing a polo and a hat, and I feel like a dad.
Yeah.
This is the douchiest photo I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know that you can say that on the podcast. Shoulders going to have his work cut out for him on a Saturday afternoon. Hope the Nats aren't playing.
Shoulders gets kind of
what's going on with the Nats, by the way? They lose to the Dodgers? You get down here, and you're in such
I don't even know what day
bubble.
It is anymore.
I think it's Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, they lost to...
It was a quick Nats update.
Yeah, they lost...
Plug your newsletter.
They lost to the
and
Dodgers
listen to the Nats podcast.
Time. Yeah, Racing Presidents.
Troy works with us, in case you were wondering. I don't know if they introduced that. Like,
yeah.
He's not just some random guy we found.
Tell us about the Nats. Tell them about your newsletter.
Okay, so the Nats lost to the Dodgers Friday night.
Sure, people are listening to us 30 minutes in for a Nats update.
Also, a Nats update from Friday. Just random score. Like, no one else.
And the out-of-town scoreboard. Maybe it's up. And so the funny actually thing is they're going with the reliever to start.
Well, but more importantly,
Scherzer's they're using an opener?
Yes, they're the worst. Matt Grace is going to be their pitcher. Oh,
today?
Yes.
All right, let's watch that. What the hell's going on with Scherzer? He had to get an MRI and a cortisone shot or something?
Oh, yes.
Crap.
Yeah, he had to
That is a 20 alarm on the 25 alarm
actually,
fire.
On top of the cortisone shot, he had to get a stem cell shot as well.
Oh, I don't even know what that means. But
doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
I thought that was illegal or something. Wasn't that like in the Supreme Court?
Blood spinning?
Something. We're not doing politics. You have to go to Germany for that.
Hold on. The lawyer that we just told to stop listening, can you jump back in and tell us what's happening in this?
All right. Tell him about your newsletter.
Yeah,
I'm very concerned about the Max Scherzer situation.
So if you want more on the Max Scherzer situation, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Every morning it gets sent to your inbox. I read it. Gathering all the news from the D.C. and Maryland sports realms, Redskins, Nats, Wizards.
What about Virginia, dude?
Virginia as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, and all their pro sports teams.
What I learned about the newsletter is like, so you promote...
You put a lot of work into that.
Not just, just our stuff, but you're plugging other sites. And I'm thinking, this is kind of weird. It's an NBC newsletter and he's promoting this. But studies show, metrics that matter, you get more clicks. In that way, as JP says, a rising tide lifts all ships.
That's how you got here, Pete.
Yeah. People always say, hey, Pete, how'd you get your job? I point at JP. I go, when he got promoted, I just held on
Pete
to him.
Pete is the barnacle.
We got to go. Thank you to the good folks at Orsman Automotive in Virginia. This has been a hell of a pod. Hopefully you enjoyed it. What, Pete? What?
Did Troy tell people how to subscribe?
No. Just follow Troy on Twitter, dude.
Yeah.
At Troy Mackin.
You'll get there.
Yeah, we got to go.
I'm going to go change my handle.
We got to go. Goodbye. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Mitch is never going to stop laughing. Has there ever been a one thing where Mitch doesn't talk about an O-lineman?
Yeah, I talk about the D-line, too.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.